I'm Marcus Smith, and this is Constant Wonder. This month, with Christmas drawing near, join me on a journey called Advent. Constant Wonder is marking this venerable tradition, a calendar of hopeful anticipation, with daily short episodes, a new Advent experience every day, all the way through the 25th. Together with special guests, we're seeking out the wonder and awe felt by so many people during this season of hope, reverence, peace, and goodwill. It's December 11th. We began our audio calendar for Advent on December 1st with Gail Boss, who together with her family approaches the weeks leading up to Christmas with a spiritual attentiveness to what is happening in the natural world all around at this time of year. Gail is author of All Creation Waits, The Advent Mystery of New Beginnings. It's a volume of writings in which she puts a lens on the lives of animals as they wait out a dark December before the annual renewal of light. I asked Gail to read for us one of these compelling Advent tales. This is her piece about the painted turtle.
The day is bright and warm, but the logs in the marsh pond are bare. Spring to summer into early fall, they served, on sunny days, as spa to a dozen or so painted turtles. I would see them basking, splay-legged, stretching their leathery necks out full length, avid for every luscious atom of sunlight and sun warmth. Out of sight now, they've not escaped the harsher cold that's coming. The water is maybe waist deep in this pond, but a murky soup clogged with roots and plants. One day in the fall, as water and air cooled at some precise temperature, an ancient bell sounded in the turtle brain. A signal. Take a deep breath. Each creature slipped off her log and swam for the warmer muck bottom. Stroking her way through the woven walls of plant stems, she found her bottom place. She closed her eyes and dug into the mud. She buried herself. And then, pulled into her shell, encased in darkness, she settled into a deep stillness. Her heart slowed and slowed, almost to stopping. Her body temperature dropped and stopped just short of freezing. Now, beneath a layer of mud, beneath the weight of frigid water and its skin of ice and skim of snow, everything in her has gone so still, she doesn't need to breathe. And anyway, the iced-over pond will soon be empty of oxygen. Sunk in its bottom mud, for 6 months she will not draw air into her lungs. To survive a cold that would kill her, or slow her so that predators would kill her, she slows herself beyond breath, in a place where breath is not possible, and waits. As ice locks in the marsh water and howling squalls batter its reeds and brush, beneath it all, she waits. It is her one work, and it is not easy. Oxygen depletion stresses every particle of her. Lactic acid pools in her bloodstream. Her muscles begin to burn, her heart muscle too, a deadly sign. That acid has to be neutralized, and calcium is the element to do it. Out of her bones, then out of her shell, her body pulls calcium, slowly dissolving her structure, her shape, her strength. But to move to escape, requiring breath, in a place where there is no oxygen, that would suffocate her. So, though she is dissolving, every stressed particle of her stays focused on the silver bead of utter quietude. It's this radical simplicity that will save her. And deep within it, At the heart of her stillness, something she has no need to name, but something we might call trust. That one day, yes, the world will warm again. And with it, her life.
You've been listening to Gail Boss reading a chapter from her book, All Creation Waits, The Advent Mystery of New Beginnings. Thanks for listening to this installment for day 11 of our Advent Observance, which comes in the form of an audio calendar from Constant Wonder. Tomorrow in this series, we'll introduce you to a fine artist by the name of Genady Page. Genady will relate how painting the central scene of the nativity story, the manger scene, became for her a tight focus on the infant in the manger, of course, and also the most probable object that most likely served as that manger 2 millennia ago. Producer for this episode was Eric Schultzke with help from Lily Jensen and sound design by James Call. If you've missed any of the first 10 days of our Advent series, you can find the whole series at byuradio.org, Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Marcus Smith. Constant Wonder is a production of BYU Radio.